Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Menachos daf kuf yud, and on today's daf yomi we come to the last daf of Maseches Menachos, and we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to offer a podcast for every single daf of Maseches Menachos. So the final mishnah of Maseches Menachos deals with the idea that even though the Menachos, the grain offerings, are the offering done by the poor person, generally speaking, that they are the poorest of the offerings, they cost the least amount of money, the last mishnah makes the very important point that they are no less important and that they are no less worthy than the other sacrifices, because the fundamental point of a sacrifice does not depend upon how much you give, but rather it depends upon the intent of the heart. And so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nemar ba'olas behema. It says with respect to the offering of an animal in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9, Viktira kolin es hakolam es becha ola ishe reach nichol ha'ashem. It says if a person offers an ola offering, which is entirely burnt, this would be the most expensive, and a person doesn't even get to eat of it, that is called a reach nichol for Hashem, a sweet smell before God. So too, by the next level down, by the olas ha'ov, by the offering of a bird, it states, Olahu ishe reach nichol ha'ashem, that ola of a bird is also called a sweet smell before God. Comes along the next verse, by chapter 2, verse 2, by a mincha, it states, Viktira kohen saskarasam es becha, ishe reach nichol ha'ashem. The mincha is also called a sweet smell before God. And so we see from here, even though the ola of an animal is the offering of the wealthy person, and the ola of a bird is the offering of a poor person, and the mincha is the offering of the poor of the poor, nevertheless we say that all of them, in the Torah it says by all of them ishei reach nichol ha'ashem, that they are all called a sweet smell before God. And says our mission, the purpose of this is to teach us, whether a person gives an offering that is a very, very expensive offering, is making a very large expenditure of echad amamit, or whether or not a person does something that's less money, that the person is giving something that's a grain offering, nevertheless, we say that they are going to be equal before Hashem, and therefore we say bilvad yichaven libo l'shamayim. The basic point is, as long as their intent is for heaven. And at the simple way to interpret this, for this mission is telling us that if the poorer person does not have the ability to make an offering that costs as much money as a wealthy person, if as long as the intent of the poor person is going to be for shamayim, we're going to say that they are going to be equally pleasing before God. That is a simple way to read this Mishnah. That the basic point is that there is no difference between the offering of that is worth a lot more money or the offering that is worth a lot less money, as long as they are both, as long as the person has the right intent. The Tosfos Yontif points out in his commentary to Pirkei Avos that certainly we would say that if a person is giving the greater donation, the more expensive offering, and he has the right intent, that he is going to get more reward than the person who gives with the right intent but gives a lesser offering, because they both have the right intent there. Just one is giving a greater offering, that person who's giving the greater offering is certainly going to receive more reward. And he proves this from Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah 15, which states, in Lamadata Torah Harbe, nos nimuchas char harbe, that if you study a lot of Torah, you're going to get a lot of reward for this Torah, which means to say that the more Torah one studies, even if the person who studies less has right intent, that the person who studies more Torah is going to get more reward. So the intent of our mission is to say that if he gives less, even though he's not going to give as much, he's still going to get a reward. It's just not going to give, he's not going to get the same reward, but he's going to get a reward as though he gave a lot. But the person who had the right intent and gave a lot is going to get more reward. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov says. The Nesivos HaKodesh makes a similar point, and he points out that Rashi says earlier on 108b that if somebody dedicates a big ox amongst the oxen, he's going to be fulfilling a mitzvah of Mivchar Nidrechem, from the choice of your, that you give the best of your vow. And if that's the case, it's difficult, because we see that there's a distinction between somebody who gives a large offering and a lesser offering. So the Nesivos HaKodesh answers that certainly the person who is wealthy and is capable of bringing a large offering, if he brings a large offering, he's going to get a greater reward than if he would bring a lesser offering, even if he had the right intent when bringing the lesser offering. So therefore, that's another distinction, that if a person has a greater ability, and then even though his intent is the same, he has good intent and he gives a lesser offering, he's still going to get more reward if he gives a greater offering. However, the Tzon Hatzon Kochim says that even a wealthy person who brings a smaller offering and he has the right intent, it's going to be the equivalent to as though he brings the larger offering, because he says it completely goes after the kavana saleh, the intent of the heart. This idea of echad amarba ve'echad amamid, whether you give a lot or a little, as long as your intent is good, it doesn't only apply to offerings. It applies also to Torah study and also to prayers. That a person, the Torah writes in Orach Chaim Sif Aleph, the Siman Aleph, he writes that the Mishnah tells us respect to prayers and supplications, whether or not you give a lot or give a little, as long as your intent is for heaven. Meaning to say, it's not just by an offering, but it's also by the prayers, that it's better to do less with proper intent than to do greater amount with the wrong intent. This is a real practical thing. People come into davening and people can't keep up with the prayers, and the prayers are said very quickly at the daily service because people, you know, have to go to work and do all sorts of things, and people are facing a real practical question. Should we say all the prayers, or should we just say less of the prayers and say the essential prayers but say them with the proper intent? So the Torah says in Orach Chaim Siman Aleph that our Mishnah applies directly, that a person should say less prayers but say them with more intent, with better intent, and that is going to be seen as like a greater offering than one who says more prayers but with less intent.